This is the State of Things broadcasting from Blue Ridge Public Radio in downtown Asheville. I'm Frank Stachow. The Eastern Band of Cherokee may soon have more control over a sacred site in western North Carolina. The Niquassi Mound is in downtown Franklin and is a grass-covered hill with a long history. The mound was a traditional meeting place and spiritual center for the ancestors of the Eastern Band. Earlier this week, the Franklin Town Council voted to move forward on a motion to transfer the deed for the mound to a nonprofit run in part by the Eastern Band of Cherokee. Town of Franklin has owned the mound since the mid-1900s. Lily Knepp is a reporter with Blue Ridge Public Radio. She's been following the story. Lily, welcome. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks, Frank.
Also with us, Robert Jumper, editor of the Cherokee One Feather newspaper, also covering the story. Robert, good to have you back as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lily, tell me a little bit about this, the sacred ground, where it is, what it looks like in Franklin.
So it's right downtown in Franklin, right pretty close to the Little Tennessee River, and also just, you know, right across from the Hotspot gas station. So it kind of gives you a sense of how developed the area has become around it. But it's really very close to the town center and Main Street.
Robert Jumper, talk about the significance of this mound to the Eastern Band of Cherokee.
Well, all those town centers had a very important place in our culture. With a culture that has lost so much and really had things taken away from them over the years, anything of historic or spiritual nature like Niquassi Mound is important to the Eastern Band.
Tell us about the significance. What was there?
Actually, it was a town center. Business, government, all that kind of thing flowed through that one area, and actually was the town center where the community came to gather and discuss issues of the day.
All right, Lily, tell us a little bit more then about this, the town council meeting, and what was decided at this last meeting.
So at the meeting on Monday, Vice Mayor Barbara McCray actually made a motion to write a deed to give the ownership of the mound, which is currently owned by the town, to the Niquassi Initiative. And this is a nonprofit organization that is made up of the town of Franklin, the county of Franklin, the Eastern Band of the Cherokee, and then a local nonprofit, which is the Mainspring Conservation Trust. So they're going to be giving ownership of the mound to this organization as kind of a compromise so that everyone still has a seat at the table in the mound.
How much of a compromise, Robert Jumper? This does not mean it goes back to the Cherokee whose land it was. How is this being received?
That's a good question, Frank. It's a touchy question for the citizens of Cherokee, because there is a desire to have ownership of those sacred places. So it's a relatively new process with this Niquassi Initiative. So we're really concerned about what this deed will say and what the parameters of the ownership of the Eastern Band will be.
How much do we know already, Lily, about what it says and what this means legally?
So the deed hasn't been drawn up yet. So this was really the first motion, and it went through pretty quickly. There wasn't a lot of discussion in the town council. There were a few murmurs about what would happen if this nonprofit was ever disbanded, and some other, you know, concerns that people have about giving it to this nonprofit. But we're really going to see what the outline of the deed is going to be at the next town council meeting in April.
So it suggests anyway, Lily, that the town is concerned about, at least there's a pretty widespread desire to maintain it, to see that it isn't developed. Am I right about that? I mean, this at the very least tells you that the town of Franklin doesn't want to see this thing developed any other way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a historically preserved land, and that's something that the town did in the 40s to preserve it and make sure that it wasn't developed. And so they kind of, that's where they see their stake in it. So it's really interesting, because I think there is a divided feeling in Franklin to give the mound back to the Cherokee, or that they remain involved in the ownership of the mound.
So let's listen to what the vice mayor of Franklin, Barbara McCray, she's one of the co-chairs of the Niquassi Initiative. Let's hear a clip of what she has to say about the deed transfer.
This way we can all use this asset, which is really doesn't belong to any of us. It's a historic treasure, and it goes back 1,000 years. It's something that we're lucky to have in Franklin.
That's Franklin Vice Mayor Barbara McCray. She's talking about the Niquassi Mound, a sacred Cherokee site. With me, Blue Ridge Public Radio reporter Lily Knepp and Cherokee One Feather editor Robert Jumper. So on the one hand, you get this impetus and obviously this feeling, a sense that we would like to share this, that there is some responsibility the town has to the Cherokee. On the other hand, she had the phrase, no one owns it, and I'm guessing, I don't know how that phrase goes over in Cherokee country.
Well, traditionally, culturally, historically, Native Americans across the country really didn't understand the concept of ownership of land. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something to be possessed. It's something that European culture kind of taught us that we needed to own land. So the ownership is not necessarily the land. The ownership is in the history and the culture that resides on the land.
And so I would talk about the history a little bit, Lily. I'll ask you to talk about the history of the mound itself and how it came to be that it wasn't in possession of, however we might view that, not in possession of the Cherokee anymore. And how did Franklin come to be in possession?
So Barbara McRae brought up the fact that it's actually the 200-year anniversary of this treaty that was made with the Cherokee in order for them to retain sacred territories that was broken by the people of what is now Macon County and taken from them. And so that was how we came, the town came to be in possession of it, as or Macon County as a whole. And then in the 1940s, the land was going to be developed, and the town kind of as a group effort raised money to be able to buy the mound to make sure that it wasn't demolished as the town was being developed. And so that is when they came to own it, which was in the 1940s. And since then, and kind of the impetus for this organization of that is now the Niquassi Initiative is in 2012, 2013, someone actually sprayed pesticides on the land, on the ground, and it killed all of the grass. And this was, you know, desecration of a sacred place. And that is really what inspired this organization, which is now the Niquassi Initiative, and has come together, brought together all of these groups to talk about kind of the cultural history that is in Franklin and in this area, and has what now become this cultural corridor that we've been working on. And we talked about that on the show before.
Yeah, well, I want to talk a little bit more about that in a second. But Robert Jumper, let me ask you a little bit about what you might like to see, or what your sense in your communities are, how your communities are feeling about what you would like to see happen and how you would like to see this land represented going forward, should the initiative go through.
Hopefully, there will be some concrete protection for the Niquassi Mound when the desecration occurred in 2012-2013. There was a committee that was over making sure nothing happened to the mound at that time. So for the people who are just hearing about this Niquassi initiative, they have certainly would have a concern from the onset. Well, yeah, you had a committee before, and it didn't it failed to protect it. So now, is this going to be the solution that will protect Niquassi Mound?
You know, it's interesting to think about this process going through. The town of Franklin comes up with a resolution. They're working with the initiative. I just wonder to what extent the Eastern Band participated in the development of this initiative.
Actually, pretty significant. I think Juanita Wilson from our tribe has been pretty significant in the structure of this thing. So we feel comfortable with that.
Tell us more about other sacred sites in North Carolina that we should know about, some which may be protected and others which you've got your sights on that may need more protection.
Well, we have Cowie and the Kadua Mound that we acquired over toward Bryson City. Those are significant to us. There are other structures like fishing weirs in the rivers and things of that nature that we look at and try our best to preserve. Anything that has anything to do with history and prehistory of the Cherokees is important to us. Judicola Rock is a very important thing in Jackson County for us. So there, you know, you could go anywhere in the southeast really and find something that would be of significance, maybe to the Cherokees, but certainly the five civilized tribes.
Talk about this transfer of ownership, of course, as Lily mentioned, as part of this bigger initiative establishing a cultural corridor. How important is that? Is that going to be helpful at all in preserving other sites going forward, having something that's more widely recognized?
I think education is primary and key in us being able to build relationships that will protect these historic properties. So absolutely, I think Cultural Corridor is excellent. The tribe recently bought some adjacent property to Niquassi to develop a place for people to come and learn about Niquassi, and hopefully them learning will help them protect it.
This does suggest, too, that the people in this town, at least in the town of Franklin, understand that this has value to them as a mound. I mean, obviously, you've got some choices. You can develop this and, you know, that brings some tax revenue. But going forward, do you see more sort of enlightenment that way, an enlightened view of how this land can be a benefit to everybody?
I absolutely do. I look at the 2012 thing as kind of a toe stumping, but actually a helpful realization that we all need to be a little more aggressive in protecting these properties.
I want to thank you both for being on the program. Robert Jumper is the editor of the Cherokee One Feather. Lily Knepp is a reporter with Blue Ridge Public Radio. Thank you both for talking with us today.
Thanks, Frank.
Just ahead, we'll learn about how humans and black bears can live in peace together in Asheville. We'll talk about that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.